This is a Collider.com audio interview.
We just watched literally hours of you doing the same scene again and again, different camera takes. How is it for you as an actor sort of maintaining that sort of energy level to do that scene again and again and again?
Well, sometimes it's easier than others. I don't know. It's, you know, don't drink coffee in the morning, I guess, because then you have, like, peaks, you know, of energy and valleys. So I just try to maintain, I mean, I try to maintain a low-level exhaustion all day.
My first job in high school was driving Chinese food delivery, and I'm wondering what kind of research you did to get into the working world of a professional delivery driver and the crap car.
The pizza place where we're filming the movie, they let me go out with this guy Alex, who is they thought most similar to my character, and I was surprised to realize how very similar he was. I mean, he was as kind of like, you know, kind of sarcastic and self-aware as the character is. You know, it was a perfect match for my character and also for the kind of very basic logistics of how it is to deliver pizzas and kind of who the customers are. And these guys who kidnap me in gorilla masks are surprisingly not far off of some of the people that we met that evening.
There's a great line about knowing that you're going to be executed in the morning really concentrates the mind. Like, is that part of your character's arc? Like, with death strapped to him in an explosive vest, does that make him aware of things he could be doing differently in life? Or is that like...
Yeah, I mean, the kind of the emotional, you know, center of the movie is this character who, has never kind of, like, you know, has kind of a, has never really done anything in his life. He's never even, like, he has a line, I never even quit a job, I just always waited around to get fired. You know, he's in love with this girl, his best friend's sister, and he's never told her. He's just kind of, like, ridden through life lazily, and so this bomb, you know, really, you know, metaphorically and literally lights a fire underneath him to kind of take a stand and do and spend these 10 hours doing everything he should have been doing the last several years.
What do you think's been more intense, running from hordes of zombies or having this bomb strapped to your chest?
This movie is more, at least for my character, is more like serious in tone. Like, Zombieland is a little more fun, at least for my character. This one is, for me at least, to be played pretty much straight. This one is it's a little more exhausting because there's really no room for me, because it's set in the real world, for there's less room for me to kind of like have like kind of an, you know, there's no like winking to the audience really with this one.
Were there any rules from Zombieland that you could apply to this? I don't even mean just like the jokey rules.
Having
made that movie with Ruben, like, were there parts of that experience that you were able to bring in and pretty easily sort of?
Yeah, I was surprised when we were doing the Zombieland that Ruben is like, is as, that he accounts for like the emotional inner life, as pretentious as this may sound, but this is like the actor's job, so this is what I think about all the time, is that he like accounts for the actor's inner, you know, emotional through line and inner life in a real way. When I read the script of that movie, I didn't necessarily think that it would, you know, kind of that it would warrant that kind of that attention. And so with this going into it, I was that much more excited to go into this knowing that the director is somebody who's doing kind of a comedy that's occasionally broad and also, you know, visually arresting, but also that he will pay attention and account for the actor's kind of process and emotional, you know, experience.
How difficult is it to sort of balance the stakes, like the real stakes of like the criminal stuff, and also sort of reacting in a way that's, it should be presumably like at least as funny as it is kind of like,
yeah,
believable?
Well, for me, I guess the more serious you play something, I guess if the context is funny, then it'll be funny, and it doesn't really require you to be necessarily explicitly, you know, humorous or silly. But there are some scenes in this movie that, because of the grave situation, are naturally that much more funny. For example, the last several days we've been filming this bank robbery where Aziz Ansari and I have to rob a bank, and kind of everything that could go wrong in the bank does go wrong. And it's because the two of us are so panicked and freaked out and taking it so seriously that that it's really funny.
Was it a nice transition going to this film and working with Ruben again, and kind of although definitely a different tone, but was it a nice transition for you?
From staying home?
Yeah, from doing Zombieland.
From that movie. I mean, kind of feels almost like a continuation, because it's, it's actually similar, a lot of the same crew, and working with Ruben is so wonderful, and it kind of feels like an extension of that same process.
I'm curious, when you found out that Danny and Aziz were going to be in this film, and they're both really funny people, did it sort of excite you? Does it make you nervous? Do you sort of feel like you have to change a little bit to work with them? Could you talk a little bit, that kind of thing?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't feel like I was really excited that they would be doing the movie, because I've loved them, but for me, it doesn't change what my character should be doing. I mean, kind of, we're all playing very different roles, and, my character is, comparatively, the straight man, I guess, not that I think of it this way, but compared to them, objectively speaking, I guess, would be kind of like the straighter character. Because they're so funny, it gives me a little more room to play it straight, because they can kind of compensate for, and kind of make the scenes funny, and the pressure is not necessarily on me, because I don't think it should be, because my character's going through a very real thing.
Were you the first one on the project, or did you come...
I think I was actually the last one involved in the movie, but I'm not sure how they, cast it, but I think it might have even been written for Danny's character. That is so. I know they, and I know Ruben's been a huge fan of Danny for years. Even during when we were doing Zombieland, he would talk about him all the time. So I know he was thrilled to get him.
Do you think it's harder playing a fictional character like this, where you don't have a lot of inspiration to go off of, or doing something where, like, you're playing Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network? What do you find is more challenging?
Well, when you take on a role, you try to do as much as possible beforehand to kind of get your mind into it, just to prepare, because it's, it's a kind of a daunting prospect to go, 6 months, or whatever, this is 3 months, to do something. With the Facebook movie, there's video to watch of the character I played, and there's audio, and there's images, and with this one, there's a pizza guy who can take me around, and I view those things as kind of equivalent preparation experiences.
You have time for one more question.
Was the pizza guy was the pizza guy like a local... just a local pizza guy around here, or is there a pizza place back like in LA that they're doing that, or?
Yeah, I did the Hollywood Pizza Place. No, the place where we're filming here in Grand Rapids. The pizza guy who took me around is named Alex. He was really very generous.
Were you anonymous? Did you get recognized? Or anonymous?
Yeah, somebody gave us a $5 tip because they liked Adventureland. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
very
much. Sorry. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
I was going to ask if you were apprehensive at all about working with Ruben again, seeing as you were just so successful with him with Zombieland. Was there any apprehension, or are you just excited to get another chance to work with him all over again?
Oh, yeah, no, of course not. No, it's the opposite. I mean, he did such an amazing job with that movie. Of course, I would love to work with him forever. Yeah.
I read some of an early draft of the script, and your character is much different. It's sort of more of a self-assured, wise-ass than some type of characters you normally play. Were you looking for a change, or also, was it really a challenge to play that different type of character?
I don't know. I really loved the character when I read it. It seemed like a real person, and it seemed like, somebody who needs the movie, so to speak, to change, and that kind of all seemed realistic to me, and so in that way, it felt similar, because that's kind of what I look for when I'm looking to, act in something, is kind of a realistic, kind of realistic emotional journey, and this character had that in spades.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.